times. We're partners with De Beers, and we do it the very best price. So you have everything rolled into one of margarites. Let us be your Christmas headquarters. Whatever gifts you have in mind, we're going to find it for you. We also have Antiglass, beautiful tableware, as well as diamonds and jewels. We're open every day till Christmas. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. Thank you.
Well, this is really big.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
This is the mayor of Millbrook, Mayor Kelly.
Yes, Mayor Kelly.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Greg. How are you, sir?
I'm great.
Well, good. I just wanted to tell you, I was trying to call you yesterday, but I was on the road listening to you, and I wanted to thank you for the nice compliments you said about our Christmas parade this past Saturday, and we enjoyed every bit of it.
I love it. When they put out the list every year, I volunteer before anybody else has a chance to, because I've made so many friends in that group over the years, and I just love it. I mean, to me, it is the ultimate slice of Americana. It's a Frank Capra event. It's old-fashioned. It's wonderful. It's full of good spirit and good cheer, and the people along the streets are the best part of it. They're just fantastic.
Well, thank you. We're real proud of it. We've been doing it many years, and it continues to grow, and we're just proud of our little old city. We're kind of sleepy sometimes, but we're just really proud of all the progress we've made, and with people like you and the rest of them around here, it makes it real easy.
Mayor, it's an honor to get these kind words from you, and I hope to see you again next year.
Well, I hope you do, too. I listen to you every day. I'm not one of those that calls in. I wouldn't normally be calling in. But I did hear you yesterday, and you were talking about being there, and I just wanted to say thank you, and I look forward to seeing you and the whole crew again.
Mayor, you made my day. You really did. Thank you.
Greg, good to talk to you, buddy.
Likewise. Wow.
Yeah.
This is now the show that mayors call, and I am flattered beyond my ability to describe it. That's cool.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
Retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Friday the 13th at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 at BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their 6 meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch beginning Friday the 13th at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
Today's show is brought to you by the smell of Cinnabon at the mall. Don't give in to the temptation. It's the only treat you can actually feel make its way through your intestines.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. 6 people are dead, including a police officer and 3 civilians, after a gun battle in Jersey City, New Jersey this afternoon. Mayor Stephen Fulop.
The Jersey City Police Department did a phenomenal job, and it's a very tough day for them.
Police say 2 of the 3 suspects are dead, the other taken down. The Navy is suspending flight training for more than 300 Saudi students at 3 Florida bases.
Good.
The move follows Friday's shooting by a Saudi aviation student, which killed 3 military members and injured 8 others.
Send them
all shooter
back.
Was killed by police.
Bye-bye.
House Democrats say they're drafting articles of impeachment against President Trump for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
To do nothing would make ourselves complicit in the president's abuse of his high office, the public trust, and our national security.
Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, Republicans say they'll support the president. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Jerk off.
That talks will still
not this guy.
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
Short wave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
I just had something really important to say and I forgot. Man, that is scary.
Your mind was otherwise occupied.
Yeah. We apologize for this intrusion on your privacy. We got Brant McDonald joining us in a minute. If I think of what it was, I forgot. This, you know what it is? Hello? I get a wonderful call from the mayor of Millbrook.
Yes.
And I lose it. I guess I wasn't ready for that moment. That's a bunch of crap. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy this afternoon. The Boulevard and all the lights. We are especially busy on the East-South Boulevard all the way over to 331 on out to I-65. Use caution. Drive carefully out that way. I-65 and 85 downtown. Folks are jumping out of downtown trying to get home. I-85 to 65 northbound. Couple of minutes to get through the merge. 85 to 65 southbound is a quicker merge this afternoon. 65 to 85, we've got a little bit of a lag out of downtown. Just be very patient and watch what you're doing. One little accident will back us up. We have an accident now on Taylor Road. This is going to be right out near Sydney Curve. That's going to be just up from Baptist Medical Center as you head up the hill to AUM. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. That's the only accident we have right now. Use caution wherever you are. We are extremely busy everywhere. Get ready for Christmas at Midtown Plaza. Shop Professional, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Air Force is teaming up with the City of Montgomery to provide a software factory in the capital city. Officials say it will allow the Air Force to work with the community and with the private sector to create software apps the military can use. Lee High School ROTC students heard from a major general today. Commander Sam Barrett of the 18th Air Force at Scott Air Force Base is a graduate of Lee High School and commended the students for joining ROTC. Barrett also recognized two students for their achievements in ROTC this year. And a local nonprofit, That's My Child, celebrated 7 years of service to the community last night. That's My Child's mission is to empower and employ the youth of Montgomery to become productive citizens and leaders in the community. The organization also offers job training, resume writing, and mentorship programs. Equal Justice Initiative Executive Director Brian Stevenson was a speaker at the celebration. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Colder air now slipping into the state as the rain risk continues through tonight. In fact, we'll be down to a 42 for the overnight low temperature and much cooler tomorrow. With the risk of showers mainly in the morning, our high temperature up to about 54. We'll be down to around 38, I think, by Wednesday night. Mid-50s Thursday, maybe an isolated shower, but better rain chances returning on Friday and then ending on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Greg is smart.
Hello, I'm Cheryl Woodward, account executive with Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Wow, another goddess. You too, Rosie. And you know it, you goddess. You.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. Times are hard financially. And I don't need physical presents. Won't you please give me money? All I want for Christmas is cash. Cash, baby.
It's what you do with it. Matters. That's why we talk to Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald's. So when you get that cash, do something for the long term with it, right, Brent?
That's exactly right. Couldn't say it better myself. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm okay. My first question I want to ask it before I forget it. I find it galling that Pelosi today, after they blow these ridiculous articles of impeachment out there, has the nerve to stand in front of America and say, well, you know, the USMCA, I think I got those initials right, the trade agreement, oh, we're going to pass that now. Like it was their achievement. It's not.
Right, right. You know, actually, I actually sort of chuckled over this because you can see this a mile away. You know, they backed off. They really started, you know, kind of pushing on the president several weeks ago because he needed this deal to get done. I mean, they struck this deal, what, months ago?
Yeah.
You know, so they've been waiting on the House to pick it up, do something with it in the House, and pass it and send it on. And they kept hemming and hawing around. Well, all they're doing is they're throwing up, you know, what do you call it? Stick your finger in the air, taking the temperature of what the voters are thinking. And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. And it's actually probably the first smart thing that the Democrats in the House have done, because they realized probably at the last second, we can't just push this impeachment thing on the American people and not address things like the USMCA. We are getting painted into a corner, and I think they were beginning to figure that out. So at least now they can say, we were willing to work with the president on things that are meaningful to the country. But on this issue, so that they couldn't be singled out. And that's the only reason they did it.
What a horrible reason to do anything. Because their whole party is directed by focus groups and polling. They test words to see. Notice how the words in this impeachment inquiry keep changing from bribery to treason to blah, blah, blah. You know, because they get these groups together and they ask them, well, which one sounds worse? So those are the words they pick, and they run that out expecting people to buy. That people are that stupid. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not. And we're tired of it. We know there's nothing there. But man, Trump derangement syndrome is not a joke. It is a real thing. And I think I'm hoping it will really hurt them next year.
Well, I just think the entire impeachment thing is, even more reason to, it's more proof, let's just put it that way. It's more proof that they are very, very nervous and very scared of losing this next reelection.
I was telling our guest earlier today, Brent, I was around during Watergate, and the whole country kind of had a knot in its stomach because it was such a serious thing. Impeaching a president, it was quite historic.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's believing this. Nobody, you know, the only people with knots on their stomachs are the Dems. Because they painted themselves in a corner, and what do? They just keep buying more paint.
That's well said.
Well, thank you.
Well said. Well, no, it's like I think we keep saying, you know, everyone out there realizes and knows with this economy like it is, and from what we can tell, it's not going to change in the next 12 months. As a matter of fact, we hit a little bit of a soft spot only because of this Chinese trade deal. But in spite of that, in spite of the ongoing negotiation, the data that's coming in has been pretty daggum good, and it's beginning to start to pick up momentum again. We've seen it in the jobs numbers and wages and GDP numbers that were revised up. Certainly, one of the real stories that tells the tale are these corporate earnings, which, you know, in the second quarter they were very nervous, and they largely beat numbers. In the third quarter, they were very nervous, and the same thing happened. Most CEOs have said, yes, they're a little bit concerned about the long-term landscape around the trade deal, but that their end markets look pretty strong. And so there's a reason why the market is trading very close to all-time highs. It's because it's discounting everything that it sees, and it's not too worried about impeachment. It's not too worried about recession. The Democrats realize this. Trust me, they realize it. And that's what this impeachment thing is all about. You've got to put such a dent in him, it's such a large dent, that if you're successful in it, that's the only way you can bring him down and take him out. And I just don't think it's going to work. I think it's going to backfire. I think at the end of the day, as we've said so many times, history has shown, you look at elections when you have economies like we have right now, the incumbent almost always wins, and typically wins with far greater success than they did the first time around. And so, the only thing that could potentially derail Trump is this this trade thing. Yeah. If it were to come off the rail, completely come apart, and everyone really started losing faith, then you would start to see numbers start to come down, and that could have an impact at a very, very bad time. But I think they're going to get the thing done. I really do. And there was a Wall Street Journal report came out today that said they were going to delay the tariffs on Sunday. No one really knows for sure whether that's true or not. They're talking about, rolling back tariffs equal to agricultural purchases, with verification on a quarterly basis, et cetera. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But you take that off the table, and I think 2020 looks pretty good.
I like that. And if you heard what Brant just said and you want in, this is the thing. Don't stand on the sidelines. When things are this good, this is the time to get in and help your money grow and have anything from a nest egg that's there if you need it, to long-term situations like planning for your kids' education, for your retirement. They can help you with all of it. Own a business. They've got an insurance expert in-house at McDonald and Hagen. They can help make sure that you have the proper coverage so that you can sleep at night knowing that you have that protection. They can look out for you in so many different ways, and all they want you to do is give them a call, come in and talk. Don't bring your checkbook or money. Just come in and talk about where you want to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years, and tap into that incredible brain trust of people at McDonald and Hagen. 387-0094 is the number. 387-0094. And a good time to be doing that would be now, because then you can start 2020 with a resolution to build your future. How about that?
It sounds good. And you know, we're completing all of our annual reviews for the year. We've been scheduling clients coming in every day and sitting down going over everything with them. And that's awesome because we get to update their financial plans and their retirement plans, look at real-time performance numbers, et cetera. And so if you've never been through an experience like that, then yes, think about, you know, what. And I've always said, whether it's us or someone else, but you need someone that is going to help you sit down and do effective planning. Without a plan, I mean, I don't know how anybody gets anywhere without effective planning. So,
well, you can get there the hard way like I did, which I do not, repeat, do not recommend. So I'm encouraging folks to not make the mistake I did. So get with Brent. 387-0094. We will talk tomorrow.
Yep. Look forward to it.
Likewise.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
We mentioned earlier in the show that CNN's ratings are at a three-year low. That's how well this has all worked out for them, and it couldn't happen to a bigger group of a-holes. But here's another reason why they suck. They're all in on the Green New Deal and all these other socialist programs. They are now telling asthma sufferers that they should stop using inhalers for green alternatives to reduce the carbon footprint. Now, I've used inhalers before for congestion and stuff. So they're telling me that something that fits in the palm of my hand, you press it, it gives you a blast of whatever's in there that you need, and you are bringing about climate change? Honest to God, the more I read, the more in the head these people are. They really are. It's a mental illness. Well, asthma is a terrible condition to have to deal with. People that have it are, let's put it this way, letting CNN know how full of you-know-what they are. How do they come up with this?
As they should.
Asthma. Yeah, your inhaler. You are destroying the atmosphere. You are going to cause the next Category 5 hurricane. That little you put into your lungs today will probably be the next Dorian when the hurricane season resumes next year.
On account of you want to know why?
Well,
we didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on account of you want to know why, that when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
It's a twister! It's a twister!
Or when they use their inhalers now, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The inhalers. They're nuts. They're absolute. And by the way, on the hurricane season that just ended on the 30th November, outside of Dorian, there was nothing unusual about it. Dorian itself could hardly be described as an unusual event. In the Bahamas, in the middle of the tropics, in summer, in Hurricane Alley, that's not climate change. But the Dems are all, this is what climate change looks like. No, that's what an unlucky swath of land looks like when it's put its, you know, self in the, when it's in the path of a hurricane that strong. That was in early September. What came after that that would tell us we had climate change? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK would, hey, what a great idea. Take your holiday money and have your vision restored at Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. Two of the very best in the land work there. That's Dr. Swan and Shin. Before you can consider a LASIK procedure, though, you have to see the refractive surgery counselor. It takes just a few minutes. It's free. And you'll find out. At least you'll know if LASIK will work for you. And that's a step you have to take first. So call them at 271-3804. 271-3804. I'm happy to report that Cooter had a procedure done by Dr. Shin and perfect result. Experience matters. This is your vision you're talking about. What's more important than being able to open your eyes and see the world with 20/20 clarity? 271-3804 for Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. Research online at this address, onlinemep.com, onlinemep.com. Right across from Chappie's on Vaughn Road. Let's see how Vaughn Road's doing at 525.
Well, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Taylor Road is living up to its nickname as the Heartburn Highway. It is very congested. We have two accidents working on Taylor Road. One of them happened a little while ago. It was at Sydney Curve, which is right up from Baptist Medical Center. We're hoping they have that one out of the way right now. We've got a brand new accident at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. All right, the Boulevard, busy at all the lights. Very busy, but no accidents on the Boulevard. Atlanta Highway, busy at all the lights from Madison Avenue all the way out to Taylor Road. 231 is busy. Highway 31, very busy. I-65 and 85 are doing great downtown. However, we have a pretty good backlog on 85 to 65 northbound. It's causing a little bit of a slowdown. It's going to take you a couple of minutes to get to there. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. Want a vehicle, but you got bad credit or no credit? Well, call Steve, the credit medic. You say that three times fast. The credit medic at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, 334-531-8370. Steve will bring your credit back to life. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. We have great gifts for all on your list, like Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans, stop by Boot Barn.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hello, this is Jennifer Pestricelli, Director of Sales at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
She said that under an assumed identity, her real name is Jennifer
Roy.
Hey, re-gifter, isn't that the mixer that you got for me? Specially, I bought it off late night TV. Hey, re-gifter, I'm so mad, mister. Did you think that I'd forget?
Oh. 29. As long as you're not re-gifting something that's been used and pretending it's brand new, so what? It is almost 5:30, and speaking of gifts, here's the guy that gave me the gift of being able to walk without a surgery many years ago. You've heard me mention his name, Dr. John Pershing. How you doing, Doc?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Doug. I've been listening to you. I just haven't managed to get called in, but I like the show and stay tuned to the topics by listening to you.
Appreciate that. We do our best to cover the stuff that really matters and plow through all the vast wasteland of fake news and all that. You know, it's hard to believe, but it's almost 14 years. This is the man I went to see when they took me out of here on the board and filled me full of morphine, and they wanted to go back in and do another back surgery. I said, no thanks. This is the man I went to, and he told me how to work on strengthening the core and realign. Maybe we can avoid it. Well, we did. It's coming back, but that's more recent.
Well, it sounds like it's been a pretty good help overall. I can get it from the,
believe it or not, yes.
Announcements and walking and everything is certainly going to help you. And but you know, the time we met was about 14 years ago. And a lot of Louisiana was having, or not, one of the restaurants had food over there. So the first time I was going to eat Italian food, you remember that?
Your phone, for some reason, is giving us kind of a hollow signal, and I'm having trouble understanding what you're saying.
Okay, well, I'll call back sometime. I'm kind of...
See, it was good there for a few seconds, and then it went back.
Group have a...
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. The place in Wetumpka there up in the hill. What was the name of that?
Right up on the mountain.
That's yeah, that was fun.
Okay, have a good one, Greg.
Thanks, Doc. It's going to drive me nuts. And then they had a sister location on Young Barn Road, an Italian restaurant. We did a thing called Lasagna-rama or something there that was fun. They had awesome lasagna. And I don't think I've ever come closer to death at any time in my almost 15 years here in Montgomery than I did the night I was leaving that restaurant on the top of the hill of Wetumpka. Went to turn right to go south and come home. Some a-hole going, had to be going 90 or more, comes up. There's a bit of a blind spot there when you're pulling out of that lot. This guy comes flying up from beneath that little hill and over the top, and I don't even know how I avoided getting T-boned, but they would have been scraping me off Wetumpka Highway if it had been like 1 second sooner. Ooh.
Thank God it wasn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, life has tried to kill me many times.
You're like a cat. You have 9 lives.
The people that don't like me would say I'm more like a cockroach.
No.
Anyhow, it is 5:33. One of the things that can help you lead a healthier, more pain-free life are CBD products. Who was it I was talking to today that went over to the store and talked to Marissa? This is really what you need to do. I'm just telling you these products work for anything from sleep to pain, anxiety, and they work just as well and effectively for your pets. There's no high in this. It's not like you're escaping. It just interacts with cannabinoids in your system, and it works. So my recommendation, since this is a relatively new product, and their product line is SunMed, it's excellent, top-notch, okay, is to go there and talk to these two amazing women, Marissa and Laurie, ask questions, and have them recommend the CBD products that would be right for your situation. Very effective. They work, and they're super. And they do work on pets. They're at 8852 Minnie Brown Road, right across from the Renfro's Adams Drugs in that plaza off Chantilly Parkway. Your CBD store. Hello, Joel.
Hey, I think that was Casanopoli that you was
that's
talking
it.
About.
Ah, God, that's how you get people to call the show. You either say something wrong or there's something you
can't. Well, you didn't say nothing wrong.
No. If you're trying to recall something, you guys are my memory bank. You know that.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer
and that is a great, great restaurant.
Jennifer called?
Yeah, not Jennifer. Jennifer Gibson called.
You gave me a heart attack.
No, to tell you that it was Casanopoli.
Okay.
Well, y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Actually, I love that location because they had it set up so that you could have a view because it's right on top of where the meteor landed 500 million years ago, whenever that was. I've been getting some messages from, Casanopoli. Everybody's, you know what, sometimes I feel like I'm talking to a vacuum. I need to do this more often just to see if you guys are paying attention. Let's see. Thank you, Paul Brown.
People are listening.
They moved back to their original address. I just like the location. It'd be a great place to broadcast from. It'd be like it was in Chicago when we were in the Hancock building on the 37th floor facing west where you had the whole city out in front of you. You could watch the weather come in. It was amazing. Up there, you have a view of the whole river region. Just thinking out loud. Gene?
Hey, Greg. Hi. I wanted to tell you, a drunk driver hit us in 1985 in Dufeniac Springs. Killed my son, my sister, and my sister-in-law.
Oh, my God.
And I was in the hospital for 3 months. I've got a rod in my left leg. And they gave him 90 days.
90 days?
90 days. His mother and father owned that town.
What town was this again?
Dufeniac Springs in Florida.
Holy crap.
And that's what they gave him.
Man.
15 years later, a man called me and said, Gene, my lawyer was in the courtroom when Jerome Baum got 90 days. He said, you don't have to worry for him now. He's dead. He ran into me and it killed him.
Wow.
But he had a list as long as an arm of DUIs.
Goodness.
Yeah, you wonder how that happens.
But they had friends on the jurors.
Oh. Well,
when they walked out, they looked at them and smiled.
Isn't that nice? Well, but karma took care of it, huh?
Yes, they sure did.
Well, Gene,
you be careful driving.
I will. Thank you for the story. No, that wasn't I don't know. The guy, look, they just had a case recently. A couple of guys, I don't even know that they were high, but they were drag racing on Vaughan Road.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And they killed at least one, maybe two, and they're getting 20 years. One's already in. The other is trying to fight it, which may be a mistake. This is a kind of a cut and dried situation. But you got to wonder why people, you know, the whole purpose of having laws, crime and punishment, is to make you think.
And deter you from doing it again.
But.
Some people.
Who was I talking to earlier today? Mentioned they had the bejeebers scared out of them by. Couple of guys on crotch rockets on 85. Terry Adams loves biking, off-road, the whole nine yards. But when he sees that kind of behavior, he gets mad. And justifiably so, because he's a safety-first kind of guy. It's very cool. 538.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are experiencing very heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. It's going to take you a couple of minutes to merge from I-85 to 65 northbound. If you're coming off 65 onto 85, we have several slowdowns past Alabama State University Ann Street to Perry Hill Road. The boulevard is busy at all the lights. We have several accidents working. We had one at Taylor and Copperfield. That's near Baptist East. We're hoping that one's out of the way. Taylor and Vaughn, we have an accident in progress right there. They are cleaning that one up. We have a listener-reported accident at Atlanta Highway near Oldfield Drive. That's going to be just before you get to Arrowhead on your way out of town. Prattville, Copsford Road at Old Farm. Just as you get off I-85 and head into town, we have an accident working there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Be careful. It is busy everywhere this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. We have great gifts for all on your list, like Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans, stop by Boot Barn.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
You got it right, Mr. Butters.
Something else, huh, Russ?
Yeah, Dad.
Isn't it beaut, Audrey?
She'll see it later, honey. Her eyes are frozen.
Most enduring traditions of the season are best enjoyed in the warm embrace of kith and kin. The three are the thimble of the spirit of the Grithwald family Christmas.
Dad, did you bring a saw?
And this caller is the thimble of the spirit that binds all of us listeners together, William B.
Hey, how's everybody?
We're good.
Yeah. Hey, you were talking about the view from Castlenopoli over there.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing the view across that crater. You can actually see that restaurant from my living room window in Millbrook.
Wow. And, yeah, you know where I noticed I could see it? When I was at, what's the park where they do the dog thing every year? Cooter's Pond.
Oh, Cooter's Pond, yeah.
You go up there, and you can look across and see it from that direction as well. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, from my backyard, you look across and you see the casino in Wetumpka. So, yeah, that crater, it's kind of amazing if you think about it. It really is.
Yeah, and we certainly hope it doesn't happen again anytime soon.
Really?
Well, you probably wouldn't know much about it if it did, but
yeah,
hey, you know.
This is true. This is true.
But yeah, I live on the other rim over there in Millbrook.
But your mayor, your mayor call this show today? Mayor Kelly?
I did.
I'm so proud.
You should be.
Well, thank you. Thank you, William B. Have a great night, my friend.
You too, man.
All right, Sam, we got to check local news and the weather, and then we're right back to you next.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Lee High School ROTC students heard from a major general today. Commander Sam Barrett of the 18th Air Force at Scott Air Force Base is a graduate of Lee High School and commended the students for joining ROTC. Barrett also recognized two students for their achievements in ROTC this year. The Air Force is teaming up with the City of Montgomery to provide a software factory in the capital city. Officials say it will allow the Air Force to work with the community and with the private sector to create software apps the military can use. And a local nonprofit, That's My Child, celebrated 7 years of service to the community last night. That's My Child's mission is to empower and employ the youth of Montgomery to become productive citizens and leaders in the community. The organization also offers job training, resume writing, and mentorship programs. Equal Justice Initiative Executive Director Brian Stevenson was a speaker at the celebration. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Colder air now slipping into the state as the rain risk continues through tonight. In fact, we'll be down to a 42 for the overnight low temperature and much cooler tomorrow. With the risk of showers mainly in the morning, our high temperature up to about 54. We'll be down to around 38, I think, by Wednesday night. Mid-50s Thursday, maybe an isolated shower, but better rain chances returning on Friday and then ending on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Christmas is getting closer. I don't know what I'm gonna do. You can believe I'm sweating. Not a clue what I'm getting for you. Christmas is near. I'm bumming. In fact, I am coming unglued. Sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you. Last year I had dropped a grand for your nice gold band. Then you told me you don't wear it 'cause it's bland.
show, you won't be spending more dough. Too bad you won't get something cheap from the catalog in the mail. Ho, ho, Christmas is getting closer, I don't know what I'm gonna do. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you. Christmas is near, I'm bumming, in fact, I am coming unglued. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you.
Well, if you listen to the station, there's ideas all day long about great things you can do for Christmas gifts. In fact, I think Thursday, Lynn Bryan from Bryan Jewelry is going to come and join us.
Yay.
She's been my secret weapon this holiday. Here's Sam at 5:46.
Greg, I'm enjoying the show. Miss Rosie. I called earlier, but I was at risk of my life driving around in this weather. And so, you know, that was a no-go.
Yeah,
but,
it's cold. It really, I mean, it feels a lot chillier now than it did this morning. But
that is
no
just
rain.
Slick. Everything is slick. So I have to be careful.
Well, but, pay attention because it's going to get slickerer.
And Leon's getting larger.
Yes, sir. Greg, you brought back a memory, though. It's something I really hadn't thought about when you were talking about roasting chestnuts earlier.
Yes.
Out here on the farm. Well, you know how it is. Up until I was my late teens, we had an old chestnut tree, and it produced, man, pretty good size, thumb size nuts. But it all of a sudden it dawned on me about why you would have chestnuts this time of year, because they have this, I don't know if you're familiar, but they have this porcupine, this sea anemone husk around a couple of the nuts. And until they sit on the ground a little while and that husk dries and cracks open, you can't even get to them. But this time of year, it's no problem. You can go out there, and the husk will peel right off, and you get you a couple of nice thumb-sized nuts. And like I said, the...
Well, how do you roast them, though? I mean, do you put them in a pan?
Well, okay,
make
here's
a
the deal.
Sauce, a creme brulee? Hold on.
Grandmother spoiled me. So I wasn't in the kitchen. So I did have to cheat. I went and looked at Google, and it's fairly simple. You know, it showed somebody, they boiled them a little bit, and scored the nut with a knife, and split it in the oven. And I guess you could do the same thing if you throw them over a fire. But it's like anything else. You know, roasted peanut's delicious. Roasted pecan is delicious. Roasted chestnut is delicious. But all of a sudden it just brought this flood of memories, and I just want to say thanks and join the show.
Sure. Was it surprised? That was our conundrum today, by the way, if you missed it.
Oh, man, listen, I was one of them. I blurted it out. I was listening to the radio, and I was like, Slay Ride, it's got to be. And
I've done that. I did that in Central Park in New York, not at Christmas, but it had snowed. It was one of those heavy, wet snows, and Central Park was right out of Courier and Ives. Every tree branch had about an inch of snow outlining it.
Oh, man. We're Southerners. We go nuts for snow when we do get it.
We don't know what we're doing.
I understand.
That's a big danger. Sam, thanks for the call.
Hey, man, I didn't use the sled. I used cardboard. All right. Talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Hey, when you were a kid, if you didn't have a sled, you used cardboard. You could use one of those stupid...
Trash can lid.
That Clark Griswold goes down on Christmas Vacation. We had those.
Mm-hmm.
Although we didn't cover ours with a nonstick surface so we could go 500 miles an hour downhill. But the hills they did... Tobogganing, man, that is... You got to hang on. I'm surprised people aren't killed doing that. Because once you're down that chute, there is no turning back. Sort of like pulling onto the boulevard from 85.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We have some new accidents. Woodley Road and the East South Boulevard. An accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have another accident on the Eastern Boulevard at Woodley Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles working that one. We had one earlier, Vaughn Road and Taylor. We're hoping that one is out of the way. We just got another brand new accident in right now. This is going to be on Chantilly Parkway right in front of the McDonald's just off I-85. Watch out for emergency vehicles headed to that one. I-65 and 85 are looking good through downtown Montgomery. Atlanta Highway looking all right now. All the 31s are busy, but we have no accidents on those. Use caution wherever you are traveling tonight. We got a lot of cars on the road. Hey, Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177 for more info. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. I know I said my Millbrook location would close December 10th, but I am going to have a two-day leftover sale this Friday and Saturday. I will be there both days to sell off as much as I can before we start moving out Monday. There are still a lot of nice mattresses and beds, as well as odds and ends. My Montgomery locations are having an end-of-year clearance sale. I have a bunch of excess inventory to liquidate, including latex, memory foam, and hybrid mattresses. We just received a few full-size adjustable bases with head and foot adjustments selling for only $3.99, twin longs for only $2.99, and some queen for only $4.49. We have a large selection of twin long mattresses on closeout, and we have split king sheets on sale, as well as some really nice pillows. A new pillow makes a really appreciated present, but a new mattress can be life-changing. We have the area's largest selection of mattresses, always discounted. Come see us Monday through Saturday in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway, and two final sale days in Millbrook, Friday and Saturday. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by Luke Choir is offering a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, all qualified customers can also get 0% financing. Luke Choir is proud to announce we now service Auburn and Opelika for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir and Carrier. Visit acbylukechoir.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number 84417.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, Christmas with the celebrities.
Hey, how you doing? This is Tony Soprano. Listen, if you're looking for some last-minute gift ideas for your family, you could do what I did. I got my son a used car with the previous owner still duct-taped in the trunk. I got my Uncle June a nice wristwatch, and the wrist that came with it. And I even got my wife, Carmella, a beautiful fur coat. Still wrapped around some broad who won't stop screaming. Oh, Merry Christmas. Now go reach into your stocking and take a look at what I left you.
What did he say?
Oh!
That's what I thought he said. The Golden Globe nominations came out yesterday, and like last year, Rich and I wanted to see if the guy that played Churchill, Gary Oldman.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to see if he, because that movie was so
Darkest Hour,
and his performance was just, we walked out of the theater that day and said, if he doesn't get an Academy Award for that, there's no justice, period. Just not only the power of the story, but the effort he put forth into capturing every possible nuance of Winston Churchill. It was amazing.
It became him.
Well, the Golden Globes came out. There he was. He won the Academy Award, which he truly deserved. Normally, I could give a rat's ass about anything that Hollywood does, wins, sells, promotes, or whatever. Love what Clint Eastwood is doing with this Jewel movie. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution is all pissy over the fact that he makes the paper look bad. Well, they should. If you see the trailer for this Richard Jewell movie, it's going to remind you of what's going on right now with Donald Trump and the way the media is behaving. Got to get the story. They don't care about facts, and they ruined the man's life. He died at a much earlier age, probably because of the stress he went through. And not to mention the disgraceful performance of the FBI in that case. You know what? You watch that. That's an event that took place, what, in 84, 92, 96, whenever those Olympics were in Atlanta, where they built a big stadium for a lot of money and now it's gone. Nothing's changed. Nothing has changed. The reporter wants the scoop and wants somebody to blame, and the FBI picks a guy that, and of course he didn't do it. They eventually did convict somebody else for that crime. But the, you know, they were talking about the pornography they found in his bed. Well, guess what? Or under his bed or something like that. There's probably a lot of it in beds all over, underneath beds all over America. Come on. What they did to that man was unconscionable. And good for Clint Eastwood for portraying the ugliness of the media and the FBI at that time.
Telling the true story.
There's just no room for truth in the news anymore. It's narrative. It's not news. Anyway, Rusty and David are next. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning with Rich and Jay. And tomorrow night, it's our happy hour Christmas party. Do we have anything special lined up?
No.
Do we have
a special
dessert?
No.
Any special guests?
No.
Any special announcements?
No.
Anything?
No.
Okay, be there.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We have some new accidents. Woodley Road and the East South Boulevard, an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have another accident on the Eastern Boulevard at Woodley Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles working that one. We had one earlier, Vaughn Road and Taylor. We're hoping that one is out of the way. We just got another brand new accident in right now. This is going to be on Chantilly Parkway, right in front of the McDonald's, just off I-85. Watch out for emergency vehicles headed to that one. I-65 and 85 are looking good through downtown Montgomery. Atlanta Highway looking all right right now. All the 31s are busy, but we have no accidents on those. Use caution wherever you are traveling tonight. We got a lot of cars on the road. Hey, Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177 for more info. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Friday the 13th at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 at BamaHalfOff.com.